Hey guys, it's Liz. I'm here with one of my bestest friends here. Hey girl.
Hey.
You want to just introduce yourself?
I'm Shantae, one of Liz's bestest friends here.
Yes, so she's here with me to kind of debunk and educate y'all's minds a little bit about this whole military life that we have going on, aka milsos and spousal life and low-key. Shantae was a key spouse, so she be knowing everything. I still don't even know what a key spouse is. I know people ask me about it all the time, and I'm just like, I don't know what this is. Can you brief me a little bit?
So, long story short, a key spouse pretty much means you're in everyone's business.
Perfect.
Yeah, and that's like your thing. That's your role.
Do you have to be elected to it, or do you just ask to be it?
Something like that. Something like that. From the commander or something. Yeah, but really? I mean, it was like I knew the commander 2 whole minutes, and he was like, hey, so.
Hey, by the way. Nice to meet you. Be the key spouse.
I don't know how legit that process is.
Because when we were in Texas, everyone was like, when Andrew was in the tower and they'd have issues, who's the key spouse? Are you the key spouse? Girl, no. Don't even put that responsibility on me, honey. But we're here to just basically educate y'all on real life. Just living day to day, real life stuff. And we're going to go through some myths that a lot of people have and, you know, just always assume that we live by. So we'll start with this one, and this one's on everybody's mind. When you join the military or when you marry into the military, you automatically become rich and you have money. definitely not the case. I'm sorry. Where the money at?
I don't understand why people think, you know, the military's rich. I don't.
So much money.
I think people just refuse to believe the fact that, you know, people sign up to sacrifice, in air quotes, because they legit want to, I guess. I don't know. It baffles me that people think it's a thing that we're doing this for the money.
Exactly. And, like, there's no money to be had. I mean, granted, it is, like, a really good job. It's very secure. But when it comes down to it, there's more bills being racked up.
Yeah.
Because you're moving all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't have good credit, especially if you're young. Like, luckily, we weren't young marrying in. I know some folks that were like 16, 17. Their parents had to sign away their rights so that they could get married. Yeah. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
And like, they don't know nothing. They don't know how to take care of nobody's house. They don't know how to pay their car payment. They don't know how to. And it's just simple stuff that you don't learn in life. And then you end up racking up all these bills.
Mm-hmm.
It's like no one tells you this stuff.
Yeah. Legit. Literally.
My gosh. And I feel so bad. Like, I've come across a lot of young military couples, and they have, like, these brand new vehicles. Them big old pickup trucks with the mud and tires and the this and the that. And they yet, some of them don't have kids, but some do. And when I tell you, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And I'm thinking to myself, can y'all really afford that in the long run? But who am I, right? Who am I to say?
I mean, there was a story just came out recently. The lady, she was a Navy spouse. And it was picked up by the news, some network, I don't know. But about how she's struggling. How they're like
going on WIC and stuff. Yeah.
Trying to feed their kids.
It just blows my mind. And you would, okay, so I work with an organization that has a food bank. So many military folks come through there. Mm-hmm. Young, old, vets, this, that. Because one, they don't know much about money management. And two, you get a certain amount when you start, yes. And you may have not ever had that much before.
Yeah.
Or a steady paycheck before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about educating yourself with your finances. Like, I can tell you this, folks look at me like I have 7 heads when I'm like, no, we can't afford that. Like, I'm supposed to be going to a funeral. We have a guest, Bo. Bo is here. Bo is a cute little baby man cub that we like to hold. This is Shantae's younger son, youngest son.
Yes.
He's here as a special guest, so don't worry about him. we love you, Bo. He's looking at me like, girl, shut up. But it's just like, it's so crazy. Like, we're supposed to go to a funeral this week coming. And I'm like, hey, can I stay with somebody? Because we can't afford. I can't afford? What do you mean? You can't? Mm-hmm. First off, get out my pocket.
Yeah.
Second off, we can't afford it.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's annoying. Annoying.
But if you don't believe us, just humor yourself and look up the pay rates and make sure you pay attention to, like,
with dependents, without dependents.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Especially some of these younger cats just coming into the military.
Oh, gosh.
Bless them.
I mean, I do know some that are still single.
Yeah.
Who, you know, have risen in the ranks and they do got money to blow. I do know a like a little handful, not even a big handful, a little handful of it.
And that comes with putting in your
you deployed about 6-7 times.
Yeah, and you've been in the military for like umpteen years.
Thank you. So you have no life outside.
Any job, right?
Exactly. So. Exactly.
But hey, what do we
do? I mean, right, we're just here living life, right? Which brings me to my next topic. That as a military spouse, you don't have to work. Honey, boo-boo chow. Can we take a sip? Take a sip on that one. I'm sorry. The whole, and you know what's funny? I've literally been sitting in my office and someone who was an aspiring military spouse said to me, well, you guys are lucky because you don't have to work.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I got school loans out my eyeballs.
Yes. Yes.
We have a mortgage. We had two mortgages, two car notes, extra mouths to feed, and I don't have to work. What do I do then?
Yeah, I love the don't have to work.
Like, it's a choice.
I love that.
My God, honey boo boo.
But at the same time, it's also frustrating when, okay, maybe I don't. Maybe it's not dire that I work for us to survive and make it. But hell, I went to school. You know, I committed my time, freaking all those late nights and stuff.
Thank you, crying in the library.
I'm telling you.
Senior year.
Yeah, paying all that money for an education, for a piece of paper. Like, maybe I want to work.
Thank you. No, I mean, granted, I've seen a lot. Like, this base we've been to, we were at Bowling. That's where I met my husband. Then we went to Shepherd in Texas. And now we're here. And this is the one base that I've seen so many spouses create their own businesses.
Yeah.
Because at this point, they're years in the game.
Yeah.
Their resume is longer than a receipt from CVS.
Yes,
and folks look over them because it's like, oh, I know you're about to move.
Yeah.
Which is discrimination, but, you know,
that's
neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh, well, you don't really have to do this stuff, so let's, like, just bypass you for someone who really wants it.
Yeah.
We really want this, and I'm not going to just settle for any old job. I want to use my credentials like we talked about.
Yep.
I want to utilize my brain because
yep.
I'm at home with the baby.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to anybody. I'm literally goo-goo gaga all day. Mm-hmm. I need to use my brain, and I want to make an impact. Like, why is that so hard? It just bothers me. And then, like, you do computer stuff.
Man.
Like, you're IT, which you would think, like, hey, everyone has a computer. Let me just snatch her up. But it's always tough.
Something. Yeah. It always is.
And it's just annoying. And I feel really bad. Especially, like, I when you are affiliated with the military, no matter if it's like a relative, a spouse, a cousin, whatever, you see every walk of life come through this door.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen older couples. I've met younger couples. I've met couples that have been together since they were 16. Mm-hmm. I met couples that they just met and they're engaged. So, hi, Bobo. You having a good time over here? So, it's like everyone's at a different stage in their life. But to have that whole you don't have to work mentality thrown on them, it's very annoying.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. So, the next one. I don't know if you want to talk about this because your spouse actually is a higher rank than mine. But the other myth is when your spouse ranks up, meaning when your spouse goes to the next rank higher than what they were before, you also rank up. And I've seen 1,000 times over with the bumper stickers and the t-shirts, our job is the hardest job in the military. Don't you love that one? Like, what? I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. I have that sticker on the back of the office.
The toughest job.
It wasn't me. It was not me. He bought it and put it on there. It was so funny. And I tried so hard to get that off. But yes. Yes. Yeah, I don't understand this either. Like, this whole, I guess you wear your husband's rank or something? Is that what we're tying this
Yeah, into? Wearing your husband's rank. Okay. And like, okay, so when Andrew got promoted from senior airman to staff sergeant, they made me stand there with him, and they were saying congratulations to me, and I'm looking at him like, I ain't doing that. I'm over here just eating snacks. Yeah. What you talking about? I didn't do any of this.
Yeah.
And they're like, congratulations. And I think I want to say, I said to somebody, I didn't do anything. Yeah. And they're like, well, you wear it too. No, I don't.
Mm-mm. No, I don't.
Because when they call Andrew for the front line, guess who's going to be at home?
Me.
Me. You ain't calling me to wake up at no butt crack of dawn.
Yeah. When it's time to deploy.
Thank you.
Guess who's staying a butt here?
Hello.
Me.
I'll be here making oatmeal for breakfast while you out there serving the country, honey. And I can tell you, it is hard when they do, because right now, James is deployed.
Yep.
And you got two babies and a doggy.
Yeah, two and under, two babies. Yeah, it's tough. It is tough, but I don't feel like I'm wearing his rank right now.
Hello?
I don't feel like,
It's funny to me when folks are like, oh, you serve too. Mm-hmm. Actually, I mean, I appreciate them including us because there's so many times that we're not included, but I really do appreciate that. But it's just like, we don't really serve because we didn't sign our name on the list.
Mm-mm.
We didn't sign our name on the dotted line. We're not re-enlisting. We don't have to do any of that. We do have to support our spouse from the background. But I don't wear my husband's rank to the where I'm like, you need to salute me at the gate.
Oh my God.
I know them gate guards are like, girl, if you don't move your little raggedy behind car. Like, oh my God. And it blows my mind. Like the audacity of some of these spouses. And this is man and female. Because I mean, male and female, because I've seen it on both sides. Mm-hmm. I've seen a staff sergeant who was a female married to a civilian man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, oh, yeah, my wife is a staff sergeant. Yeah, my wife. Oh, what? So?
Yeah.
You work at Pet Boys, so I don't get it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I've had one spouse talk down to me. And it was the craziest thing. Because I thought she was about to drop, like, some serious knowledge. She was, like, an older black lady.
Oh, God.
And then she was talking down to me and was saying, oh, but I can say that because my husband's an officer.
Oh. Huh? Oh. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
So I can talk junk to you and make you feel less than.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I said, oh, okay. And it was my other friend was like, Shantae, isn't James an officer?
Hello.
I was like, oh, he is, but you wouldn't catch me talking like that.
Right.
So I just don't understand people. Maybe that's coming from people who don't have anything.
Like, true.
This is the only thing they have to hold on to because they choose. Never mind.
I'm hearing you on that one because I do know some that they're nothing but military.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they live, breathe, eat, sleep that joint. And to me, I don't.
Yeah, you know, to each their own. If that's their thing, then that's their thing. But don't put somebody else down because you feel like you were born to be a military spouse.
Exactly. When in fact, honey, was it his only job? I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not even trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, there's nowhere in the Book of Life where it says, if you're a military person, talk down to everybody.
Yeah.
Make your presence known.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, people are just like, I'm assuming you're military because you don't talk like us.
Yeah.
Like, where are you from?
Yeah, exactly.
I get that all the time.
Yeah.
Actually, we got it together when we went to Margaritaville.
Yeah.
I was like, where are you guys from?
Yeah.
Here. No, for real. Where, like, where are you from? Because we're not...
We carry ourselves
in a different manner. Yeah. And I mean, I appreciate that when people think that I'm classy, because
I know that's right.
Classy turns into Uncle Luke in a heartbeat. Okay. Oh, man. But yeah, it. I guess we can roll into the next one with
let's
the associating with the same rank.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's just.
You want to start that one?
Yeah. I mean, okay. So let me. When I was dating my husband, and, you know, as a girlfriend, you already feel, like, I shouldn't have felt this, but I felt like I wasn't included into his friend's area because his friends were already married or, you know, their relationship was already established and ours was still really delicate because it was very new.
Mm-hmm.
So when I would, like, you know, meet some of his friend's spouses, they'd be like, oh, you're not married yet? Oh. Or my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl, let me tell you something. I'm not even trying to be funny or anything like that, but if you're so attached to your husband like this, why, when you actually have a second to get out of the house, you're twerking and drinking and this and that, all because you're quote-unquote free right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's not how I conduct myself. You know what I mean? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't care. Like, I just, I'm me regardless. And I think that's why we clicked so easy,
mm-hmm.
because it wasn't, and I don't think I knew your husband was an officer until way after.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I literally was just like, oh, she's black. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
For real, got some sense.
Which is another thing.
Yeah.
Where the black ones at?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Do we go in hiding? Because it's like all... Because
they're here.
They're here. All of them are here. And I keep seeing more and more flocking here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, where are they when we're actually here? Or who can do my hair? Or, hey, girl, I need X, Y, and Z. Like, what? Hi, Bobo. Yeah, you want to be in this episode, too? Where the black boys at? Huh? But it's just like, I never understood it.
Yeah, sidebar. Get out of the house.
Oh.
Like, for real. Stop staying in the house and being so miserable. Complain about where you are.
Oh, my gosh.
Never set foot out the house.
Thank you.
Like, you go to the grocery store and go back to the house.
Not even the grocery store. You go to the commissary where you see the same people.
At least go to Target.
Hello?
Before you start talking mess about the area. But anyways, a little segue.
Right. But that's a good one, though, because so many people, I hate it here. First off, we live on the beach.
Yeah.
On the entire most beautiful beach. And for the fact that, granted, there's not much to do because this is a retirement area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's stuff to do if you actually look for it.
And
when folks are like, oh, girl, I'm a homebody. Are you really? Or are you scared to make connections?
Exactly. Like, I get a little frustrated when we go out to these functions and stuff that are thrown by the base. And they're nice functions.
Yeah.
Too. They're nice events. But
yeah.
Then we're the only black people.
Like the Christmas one.
Oh my god.
So this base puts on this Christmas event and it's amazing and there's a huge Christmas tree and there's an ice skating rink and there's Santa and there's this and that and they always have good events. But when you look around and you don't see people that look like you, it's already like you stick out.
Yeah.
And in my situation, everyone wants to talk about my hair. I have locks. Okay. Cool. They ask me, are they braids? No. Is this all yours? Yes. Wow, how long? 9 years. Oh, wow. Are they heavy? No. Can I touch them? No. Like, that's the conversation at every function that I have. So, of course, when we do have a function, I'm just like, I don't even want to go like that, to be honest with you. I'll stay home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they, I whoever plans these events, Outdoor Rec or, was it, Recon? Whoever planned, Ameren Family Readiness Center? Whoever plans to do that, they work their butts off.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Like, you're really trying to establish military life, how it should be. But it's just like, folks just don't appreciate it. And not last Christmas, but the Christmas before that, when you guys had the Christmas event here and we missed it, I kept seeing on the Facebook pages, oh, those Eglin folks came. We have two bases.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. Yeah. So what if another base comes over and wants to enjoy it with you?
Yeah.
Those Eglin people just ruined it for everybody. Oh, how goodness. Dare they? Did they have a special hat that said, hey, I'm from this base?
Seriously.
But it, I don't know. It was a mess, but I feel like this base, I've kind of associated myself with just the person, mm-hmm. not like who you are within the affiliation of the military. You know what I mean? Like, you're my friend. Shantae is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
The Fergusons are our friends.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. But not like, oh, like, I think Andrew tried to do that. Like, oh, he's an officer. He really can't fraternize with me. It's not fraternizing. It's just being friends. And I get it.
Yeah.
There's rules and regulations to it.
I mean, but it's different if they're, like, in the same shop, you know.
Thank you.
Working together or something. But they're not even at the same base.
They're not even at the same base. And I think that's why kind of they were like, oh, well, F it, whatever.
Yeah, and they ended up being really good
friends. And I mean, my husband is more oral, and I love him to death because he follows every rule to the T.
Yeah.
But he was low-key, and I'm going to tell his business, he was low-key nervous about this friendship. And he was like, I don't know, babe. I can't really talk to them like that. Like, and then we had another friend. They just actually moved, but her husband was a captain. So he really felt some type of way. He's like, Liz, why do you always make friends with these, like, officer rules? I didn't know. I just made friends with the people.
Sorry,
like,
we're people.
I know. My dad, they went on a different journey than you, but I mean, we're still affiliated.
And
no
not
big
even
deal.
So much of a different journey, just a little bit sooner because, you know, he just finished and stuff.
Everybody does their own journey walk.
Mm-hmm.
They always, but it leads to the same thing.
Yeah.
Retirement.
Yeah.
Like, come on
I'm
now.
I'm telling you.
I can't wait for that day. OMG.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about where we're going to retire at. Did you guys talk about that yet?
Yeah, so we're actually shopping for land now.
Oh, you guys are some country folks.
Girl,
y'all are really doing it.
Girl, yes. We're looking at one lot. It's like 50 acres.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to be like, an acre.
Of nowhere, of course. But yeah,
oh, my God.
Like,
that's going to be fun, though.
I know.
Like, imagine all the things that you can have, and then when you have your grandkids and stuff like that, they can just run until they...
I can also imagine all the animals.
Girl, that's what I'm trying not to worry about. Well, fencing is... Oh, God.
All the lights.
Right. It has to be, like, motion-centered lights, and then, like, heat-ray lights.
You cannot leave me at the house alone. What's that?
Babe, I heard it. Nah, I couldn't do that. But that's fun, though.
Yeah.
And we were talking about burials. Like, where are we going to be buried?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's a morbid thing to talk about, but that's something that I don't want my kids to struggle to pay for our funerals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my parents, they, surprisingly, they bought a plot in the Sears catalog back in the 80s.
What?
In the 80s when they first got married.
What?
Yeah, for like $5 or $10.
How did they market that in the catalog? Like,
Thank you.
I could read that, you know, and be like...
Yeah, like article clipping. Hey, by the way, new cemetery. Y'all want a spot or no? Like, how does that go? But they sure did. They got that spot, and it was my daddy's spot was paid for.
Yeah.
And that included the digging, the breaking of ground. That also included the headstone. But since my dad was military, shout out to my dad, he had his paid for the military by the military.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm sure my mom's gonna correct me on this, but whatever, mom. From what I remember was everything was paid for and then some to the point that they got money back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And their spot, it's right where they met, in the city that they met. And I said that I wanted to do that too, but it was just one of those, like, where we met is so expensive.
Yeah.
The DMV area, come on, somebody. Like, it's just so expensive to do anything. And then Andrew was like, well, you might as well just bury me in Arlington. Might as well, right? It's free, right?
Yeah, I'm totally fine.
I mean, that's the only thing I'm thinking of. We hold on till these wheels fall off and go right to Arlington if we really want to do something. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm just to the point where we just need to figure out everything so that it's done. And I, like I said, I don't want my kids to ever worry about, like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
They just passed. Let's worry about it. I want y'all to be like, all right, they passed. Boom, 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 and everything is done. So that's just me on that one. Yeah. Our next one is... I miss where I'm at. Oh, you only married him for the benefits. What benefits?
Girl.
I'm not going to lie to you.
My goodness.
When I married Andrew, my mom kicked me off of her benefits. Mm-hmm. I was devastated. Because my mom had the best. Like, mm-hmm. she had state and, like, private. So ooh. I had the double joint yeah. to where I didn't even see a copay. And I remember I went to a specialist, and they're like, oh, it's $10. $10? Huh, you must not know me. Let me whip out this other card. And I had nothing to pay. Like, what? I'm sorry. And it's funny because, like, after we got married and we went to Deers, and, you know, they say, oh, you know, if you pass as a spouse, they get, like, $10,000, something yeah, like that, something little. But if they pass, especially in the line of duty, mm-hmm. you get like this hunk of money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, word? oh, for real? That's all you need to do? Oh, okay. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, honestly, it's basically Medicaid that we're
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
You have to go to specific providers.
Mm-hmm. You don't really have much of a choice either.
Not much at yeah. all. And it's very frustrating, especially mm-hmm. being a woman of color. A lot of the doctors just bypass you or look over your symptoms. I had this one doctor, and I will never forget it. Let me not be that person. They hired a lot of overseas doctors from India. And I walked into, I didn't have Dylan yet. I have two kids, Dylan and Amaya. Those are my babies. And I didn't have Dylan yet. And I went on base to a doctor's appointment. I think it was a girly checkup or whatever. And the doctor was like, you're 24? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, and you don't have any kids yet?
No.
And I was like, wait, what? No, I don't have any kids yet. He's like, oh, what's wrong with you? Yeah, and then he proceeded to, like, finger my hair and was like, what do you call this? First off, bro, you're from India. Gandhi had locks, too. 90% of the homeless population there have locks, okay? So I don't want you to be like, what do you call this? Bitch, I call it hair. What do you call yours?
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And he legit was like, yo, like, so what's wrong with you?
Is that a military hospital? What?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I was going for headaches because I didn't know at the time that I was stressing out and mm-hmm. I was getting tension headaches. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've never experienced tension headaches before. Like, I've had migraines before, but not to the point where I'm like, I can't see. Like,
yeah.
And that tension headache got me so good to the point where I almost crashed my car. So yeah. I was like, you know what? Let me go to the doctors because I'm not going to be this one person that yeah. hurts other people because I'm trying to just work through it. No. Go to the doctors. He tells me nothing's wrong with me. Whatever. And then, like, proceeds to basically judge me.
Oh, wow.
Like, what kind of mess?
That's interesting. Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, bro, you're a person of color, too. How dare you?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What are you... What?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Well, first off. But, I don't know, for me, the doctors that I've ran into,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've always felt like they were pretty decent people. The only downfall is you get a lot of people that are brand new at their job.
Yeah.
Which, that's awesome, go them, but they tend to be a little bit more by the book in that stage of life.
Yeah.
Of their career, I guess, however you want to say it. So that can be frustrating because it's like, yo, you know, I'm not really big on just, okay, take this medicine.
Medicine in general.
Yeah, I'm not really big on it. So just tell me, like, what are some things I can do differently or whatever.
Right.
So that's my biggest frustration. But, yeah, as far as the benefits, we don't get to pick our provider.
Nope. Unless you want to pay for it out of pocket.
Yeah.
Especially specialists. Like, mm-hmm. you have to have referrals for everything.
Yep.
And then Lord help you if you decide not to go to that person that you're getting the referral for.
Yeah, because then it's a whole nother headache.
They'll hound you about that.
It's a whole nother headache. You kind of don't really get a chance to build that relationship with the provider. Mm-hmm. You're kind of like a number, you know?
Yes, because there's so many people mm-hmm. in and out.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but hey, whatever. You know, you got to get your medicine on base and stuff if you don't really want to.
Which is embarrassing sometimes. Like, what if you have vaginosis?
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I got your vagina cream.
Yeah.
Number 7, Johnson. Like, come on now.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Like, you're trying to whisper at the front, and it's just mm-hmm. like, hey, I'm here for me,
the downfall is it feels like everybody goes when you go.
Of course. It's so crowded.
Like, what? The lab is ridiculous.
It's like a hangout spot.
Don't even try to get shots. Like,
right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So, you know how many times I've ran into people? Okay, so, like, I've switched churches more than I've switched my outfits here. So, every time I go into the labs to get either immunizations, my medicine, or actual labs done, mm-hmm. I run into an ex-member. And they'd be like, hey, Liz, where you been? And I'm like, oh, you know, just living life and going to other churches. So what about you? How you feeling? You good? Like, it's so weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, because our hospital is the only hospital and mm-hmm. you have multiple bases here, everybody flocks to it.
Yeah. So that's the one thing. I don't know. But, I mean, it is nice not having to pay bunko money. Like,
right.
Just talking to people who have to pay out of pocket for their insurance, I'm just like, woo.
Right. At my job, they do that. Yeah. The girl was like, they took my whole check. I said, what do you mean they took your whole check?
Yeah.
She said, I signed up for the benefits and my whole check is gone. I think I have $15 to my name. What?
Mm-mm.
What?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
I mean, bless it.
Yeah, for real.
That's a bit much.
I am thankful, but I don't think I would ever say I married my husband for his benefits.
If I wanted to marry for money, baby, you would not see me in no military garb. Honey.
Nope.
No. What about this whole military house or hospitals are better than average
regular
civilians?
Hospital.
Yeah. You gave birth twice.
Twice. Yes.
Please share.
For one, what? Like, it's not a bad facility by any means necessary, but it's always itty bitty. You know, the ones I've been to. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure it's some base out there that got, like, this banging hospital.
Of course, I'm sure.
It's, like, 100 stories.
But it ain't where we've been.
I'm not talking about that one. Okay? I'm talking about these two-story hospitals.
Look like county.
Where the labor and delivery has, like, 3 rooms.
Oh, my gosh.
So you get
Speak
moved,
on
like,
it.
10 times.
Speak on
That's
it.
That's what I'm talking about. So, like, it's clean. Yes, they clean it. They keep it clean, but it ain't nothing to look at, you know, and it's, so, I don't know.
Mm-mm. If you don't have access to a base, but you know someone who does have access to a base, go on base with them so you can really see what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, go to the commissary with them. Mm-hmm. Everyone used to, oh my gosh, as soon as they got me, girl, I used to love the commissary. First off, the commissary's produce is trash. It spoils within 2 days, and I'm giving you 2 days. The food, I mean, I do buy my meat there. Well, I used to buy my meat there. Mm-hmm. No longer a meat eater. But I used to buy my meat there because it was cheaper than the average.
Mm-hmm. It is cheaper.
But it's still, like, subpar. Like, if I really wanted to do it, I'd just go to the big grocery store over here and, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just...
So I am a commissary shopper. We are different there, okay? I'm not saying she's lying, and I'm not saying she's telling the truth. But I am a commissary shopper, so I have to make accommodations.
I mean, but you know what? No, I just can't. I can't. When we were in D.C., the mm-hmm. commissary there had, like, live seafood. It had a seafood section. Yeah. You would think, because we live closer to the water.
Here.
Literally walking distance.
Yeah.
It would.
Yeah, but there's not even any seafood restaurants here that are really worth talking about.
Right. That are not as expensive.
Yeah.
Because the ones that are probably good are way out of our price range because we ain't got no money.
Yeah, I'm talking about, I just want some crawfish. That's it. I know.
We're going to have to do that before I leave.
Oh, you want to talk about it?
I know, I'm sorry. I'm leaving, guys.
Like, soon.
Like, less than a month. What, 4 weeks? 5 weeks?
I don't want to talk about it.
I know. Like, I posted on my social media page, and it was just kind of like the, like, cycle of military life. It's like you get here and you're like, oh, I don't really know about this place. And then it's like, oh, I hate it here because you didn't make any friends yet. Then you start making friends and it's like, oh, I kind of like this place. Yeah. And then you find everything that you need and you're like, I really love this place. I don't want to move. And boom.
Yeah.
You get your orders. And orders are basically your next assignment. And I was told that our next assignment is only 2 years.
Y'all, when I say Liz and her family, they're like our perfect match for our family. It's like our husbands legit like each other.
We
legit like each other. Ugh. Our kids like each other.
I think they're going to grow up and get married.
Dogs.
I know. That's the crazy part. The dogs are like, I hate you, but I love you. Come over here. You know, like, we spend so much time together, and I really do. Because I think you reached out to me first.
Yeah, because...
Right? Because of our realtor.
Yeah.
And of course, the realtor was like, hey, girl, I saw that was your friend in common. Yeah. Hit her up. I was like, what kind of pimping me out mess is it? And you know, she does it to me all the time. Especially with the black ones. With the blacks? Come on. Come on. So it's just one of those, just like, it was too perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, to the T.
Yeah. And we live, what, like 2 minutes away from each
walking
other?
Walking distance.
Oh, my gosh.
And my pregnant self don't walk. I know.
Girl, remember when you walked up? I was like, where's your... What do you mean?
How dare you? What do you mean? Like, where'd you come from? And I was just like, wow. I decided to walk to try to get this baby. Mind you, I'm big old pregnant. Yeah. And it's just like, my son was trying to ride his little motorized scooter. And I was like, little boy. Yeah, I had to carry it the majority of the way because he was just like, I'm tired. But you're literally not walking. Like, you're literally just pressing a button. So I guess his finger was tired. I don't know.
Oh my goodness,
And you looked at me like, girl, what?
Where did you...
And I was waving at you, and you looked at me like I was a stranger. And I was like, is she not? Is there somebody behind me? Like, huh?
In my mind, I just knew it was not you. I was like, I don't know. Who does Liz look like in this moment?
Pregnant at all. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, no, that's hilarious. That's that was us. And it's just from day one when I came to your house to hang out and your husband gave me a hug. I was like, okay, but I'll take it. And then like ever since then, it was just like, psh,
like nothing.
Good to go.
It was just,
effortless. And normally, my husband is an extreme. Well, when we first met, he was an extreme introvert. Extreme, like to the point where when I first met him, he said nothing to me for like the first hour. And he was just kind of like, oh, I was just letting you talk to your friends. But now you look like a creep because you're just standing here. So for him to randomly walk up to her husband and be like, hey, my name is Drew and I go hard. Like even like cracking jokes like that, I was like, what? Like, who is this guy?
Are two peas in a pod.
They're the same people.
Yeah.
Except for her husband's taller and my husband's a little shorter than him.
But not short.
He's not short.
Yeah.
But your husband's just like Jack and the Beanstalk. Like, he is dumb tall. But Shantae's also tall too, so they're going to have some tall babies and a little baby dog. like, I feel like y'all should have Hefe and we should have Rex because it would just balance out. But it was just to see him do that. Yeah. I was like, what? So you knew like sparks were flying, but I mean, you know, whatever. But I'm really happy that I got to meet you though.
Yeah,
like I feel like all my friends have, and I said this to Andrew, I was like, if we could just pick up our house and our friends and move wherever we go, I would love everything about this.
Yeah. But where you're going is pretty dope, so
yeah.
You guys are definitely gonna thrive there.
I'm excited, but yeah. Like, I've never been such bipolar mood, mm-hmm. and I use yeah. that term loosely because I know that's a problematic term. Yeah. But like, one minute I'm really, really excited mm-hmm. about it, and the other minute I'm like low key boohooing because yeah. I'm like, I'm leaving I everybody. Know. I'm so sad.
And
yeah.
it's like, really? James is deployed, and then y'all are leaving?
Right.
What?
Right.
Like, what is life right now? This is not fair.
Like, right. And then, like, our realtor came in and put the sign in this morning, and I just stared at it. Mm-hmm. Jefe started barking at the sign. I was like, I know, man. Me too. Like,
and she didn't even have the nerve to tell me it was up when I came over. You could have been like, oh, by the way, the sign is up.
I didn't want... Okay, so I wanted to take mm-hmm. a picture and send it to you yeah. and our other friend, but I
ran over it in the van.
Nope, it ain't up. It's down. Doom, 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 doom.
Hey, guys.
Hey, whoa, well, Shantae, you're on our grass. No, I'm not. I'm good. Thanks. Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, like I really do. I think I'm gonna miss y'all, and well, I know I'm gonna miss so y'all. I know I'm gonna miss y'all to the point that it's just gonna be like, because I've done this before where I pick yeah. up the phone, I'm like, hey girl, come over. Oh wait. It'll be like a 20,000 hour drive.
I know, I can't, like, I don't even know how I'm going to explain to Jordan. We can't just go over.
I know, because it's already been a struggle with both of them.
Yes.
Our kids legit ask for each other.
Yeah.
Dylan will, like, if we were actually in a different state, and the houses kind of look similar to the houses mm-hmm. in your neighborhood. I live in the hood. She lives in, like, the old people suburbs. So, like, he'll see those type of houses, and he's like, oh, are we going to Titi's house? Are we going to Titi's house? And I was like, nah, boo. Like, we're going to Mama and Papa's house. Like, no, we're not. He's like, like, devastated. Like, what? I don't know. Our kids, our family just gelled yeah, too perfectly. Well. Like, yeah. I don't know. I really hope that if you guys do get an assignment, just put in for ours.
I know, right?
I told her she needs to be like, we need to, like, sign some documentation saying that we're sister wives, polyamorous, so that we have to move together. You know, you got your house, I got my house,
I'm sure,
but
there's some family somewhere that figured it out.
I'm
families.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sure, but they're not black, so.
Exactly.
You know how that goes. We try things, and they're like, nah. But then the fairer folks mm-hmm. get it the way yeah. they want to get it. But
it's possible.
Yeah. All things possible when you're white and right. So I'm low-key radical, so let me stop myself before I get in trouble. Because, I mean, I do have some white friends, do I?
You do.
I do. Do I?
Yes, the one I keep calling her the wrong name. I don't want to say her name.
I can't even think about it.
She's had a baby.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Well, they don't really, you know. They're my only. You have more than me.
I never said, you're right, I do. I never said I don't, though. I was just letting you know that.
I do have one. I have a few. Okay. Let me get a handful. I can get a handful. But, like, mm-hmm. growing up, I was always around white kids and white people and everything like that. I go to college with a bunch of rich white people. And then you have, like, really rich white people and really hood black people. Mm-hmm. What a mix. What a mix. So here I go trying to figure out my life.
Yeah.
And then I moved down to one of the blackest cities in the world. Not Atlanta, but Baltimore. And then I really turned radical. Like, that's when I was like, peace, my brother. Like, mm-hmm. low-key hotep. And then I was like, okay, Liz, you need to snap out of that because this is too much.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
I love it.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, now I'm kind of like, especially in the climate of the politics now, I'm just kind of like, I see people's true colors when the TV's on. Or I'll go into a restaurant and I'll see a specific news channel. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I get it. Okay. Yeah. So, let me take this to go because I don't really want
to. Remember that time we went to eat and he was wearing that hat?
And you didn't see it until I was like, girl, you don't see this. You don't see it. And she's like, I just thought it was a red hat. Girl. And I was like,
and I was so disappointed in myself. I was like, I can't believe I missed my opportunity to call somebody out on their hat.
Right.
And I'm looking him dead in the eyes.
And he was extra
so
friendly.
Nice to him.
This mm-hmm. man was extra friendly. And I know he went back to his clan members and was like, yo, I saw these two blacks and I didn't kill them. Like, I'm sure, I'm sorry. Like, that's where I'm at. Is that too hard? All right, whatever.
I will say I'm not I don't really think I would consider myself radical, but I'm not stupid, and I'm aware. Mm-hmm. I'm awake.
Woke. My sister. No, I feel like I've gotten... I think because my anxiety has gotten so high, mm-hmm. and I don't like it, that yeah. I get angry.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't want to classify myself as the angry black girl, mm-hmm. but I'm legit angry and black.
Yeah.
Because even at the school, Dylan's school... He's 3 years old in a room full of new 2 year olds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because everybody else is.
Everybody moved up, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't move him up for some reason. So the teacher came up to me and was like, hey, he's getting really aggressive. And I said, I'm going to stop you right there. What's going on in the classroom? Mm-hmm. And I made her actually take a step back and look at what's going on in the classroom. You had all these new babies come in. My son is smart,
yes.
He is very vocal. And if he gets frustrated, guess what? He's still a 3-year-old, so he's going to throw a temper tantrum. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if this little kid who's just learning how to walk for real, gets in the way and my son has a fit. So she wanted to tell me that he was getting aggressive. And I'm just like, no, y'all are not going to mark my little black boy as mm-hmm. the aggressive one. That's not how this goes. Like, I'm yeah. sorry.
Has he moved up yet?
He did move up. Oh. Only because I fought so hard to get him moved up. And they're like, oh, well, we heard your PCSing soon. I was like, who told you that? Because it's not true. This was before we got orders, y'all. And it literally was like a week between. So she was like, oh, yeah, we didn't want to move him up so quick because we knew y'all were moving out. And I was like, that makes no sense. Y'all need to move him up because if I keep getting reports about him being aggressive, I'm going to pull him out and then I'm going to talk to your supervisor mm-hmm. about this. Because if you see that he's getting, quote unquote, aggressive, move him to the next. Or my yeah. favorite, they let him sit in the bigger kids class and then he had to go back to the regular class mm-hmm. after that. That's teasing him.
Yeah.
All his friends are there. And then, like, come on now. So, yeah. Like, I had to make my culture proud. And I had to let them know, like, we're not doing this. And that's the other thing. Don't think because I'm young. Like, I'm not an old mom. Mm-hmm. I'm still a quote unquote new mom, and because I'm a millennial mom, don't think I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I know what's best for my son yeah. because he's my son.
Yeah.
Don't think I'm trying to do the whole my son is mm-hmm. right. Like, my son does things that are not correct, and yeah. I correct it. That's why he has this one teacher, bless her. I tell her all the time, if you got to get him together, get him right together, because this back and forth thing mm-hmm. that he thinks he can have with other people, it needs to be cut. So she told me the other day, she said he told her that she's being mean, and she said, I don't care. Because he didn't want to go to the bathroom. Like, he what? Yeah, he said, you're mean. And she goes, I don't care. I love it. See, that's the type of people I need in my corner. Especially in the school system, because they're so quick to kick little black boys out. So quick.
Yeah.
But that's another fight. Yeah. That's another episode, y'all, where I get really radical. I'm going to start burning incense and wearing my dashikis or whatnot. I'm just, yeah. But that's pretty much it. I think, do we have time for one more myth?
Yeah, let's throw out one more.
Okay. Spouses are uneducated. And
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
They're uneducated.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. So we have gone with one that could have been a quicker answer.
Right. I'm going to just tell you this.
That is...
Mm-hmm. Very educated. Mm-hmm. I know folks that have PhDs. Mm-hmm. I know folks that have associates. I know folks that have no education. Mm-hmm. But education has nothing to do with anything. Because... So what? Yeah. I'm looking for a job. Who cares?
Yeah.
Whatever. And the last one is living somewhere exotic.
Nah.
I mean, yeah. I've only seen the bottom of the map so far.
Girl, the Gulf Coast, Mississippi, here.
I just don't know what exotic is.
Yeah.
Our spouses put in yeah. for overseas assignments. But
I have yet to even really hear or see pictures of an Air Force base that was, like, exotic. Have you? Am I, like, missing
Girl,
something?
Girl, okay. I'm
like,
gonna...
maybe in a nice location, but I've yet to be like, oh, it's so exotic.
It's so exotic. Oh, my God. Coconuts. No. So, the only place that I could even think of that may be exotic... Mm-hmm. No. Let me bring it back. Base housing is the projects. Point blank, period. It's public housing at its finest. Throw a couple new sidings up. Maybe a driveway. Maybe your garage has the electric joint. But that's it. It's all the same. They all suck. Okay? So I go on this page on one of my social media pages. And it shows you the houses on every base. Mm-hmm. And I've looked at some of the nicer ones. I've looked at some of the exotic, quote unquote, exotic areas. And they all look the same. Mm. It looks dingy, old, dark. And even the new ones, they mold within like 5 minutes. Mm. What is exotic?
Maybe that's the start. What is exotic?
Is it just overseas is exotic?
Maybe, or? I wonder, like, what is exotic? Like, legit, like...
You know, everybody got a different definition for exotic. Lord have mercy. But yeah. I think... For the first episode, this is pretty good.
I think so.
I think we did a really good job. We only had to have one glass of wine.
And it wasn't even a full glass.
It wasn't even a full glass.
So like, go us.
Whoop, whoop. Yes. We are definitely going to wrap up. Shantae, thank you for being my first guest.
Aww, thank you. It's so special.
Yeah, you
thank
know.
You.
My boo. And Bo, thanks for cooperating and hanging with us. We're definitely going to be to you, I think, what, next week? I'm thinking maybe doing an every week type of thing.
Yeah, go for it.
So yeah, if you guys have any questions or if you feel that you want us to talk about something, feel free to hit me up on one of my social media pages. I'm not going to put the plug in now because I'm not sponsored by them. But I will definitely reach out to all of y'all and drop our info at the end of this episode. Thanks, y'all.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.